Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Hello, folks. The first thing I have to do is apologize for last week. I got sick, and it came on pretty fast. I'm not exactly sure what the heck happened. I lost my voice. Went to bed, and thankfully I had somebody here that actually rescheduled my show for me. So that is what happened. I was not better by Monday, although I was doing everything I could, and I still had my voice. I had my voice that day, did my update, which ended up doing well, I guess, but I still wasn't feeling good. So I kept the schedule for tonight. NWCR radio is, you know, on the air. So if I have to clear my throat a couple of times during the night, I'm sorry. It's still part of what happened last week. Many Americans are struggling to afford basic necessities under the Biden administration. Meanwhile, members of the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives are spending unnecessary money on their staffers. Sure, elected officials are supposed to represent their constituents, so no one would think congressmen would be concerned that Americans cannot afford to buy gas or find baby formula, but it appears the House of Representatives has other priorities. According to Fox Business, the House is planning to announce free Peloton fitness memberships for staffers. To make matters worse, the memberships were paid for on the taxpayers' dime. So, folks, we can't afford our gas. We can't afford food anymore. We can't afford our rents because they're skyrocketing too. We can't afford new cars because the price of new cars is skyrocketing while the government is trying to push these damned electric cars on us, which is going to make things even more expensive for us because our electric bills right now are through the roof. But if we have an electric car, guess what that electric bill is going to do? And now they're making us pay for free memberships for the House of Representatives staffers. For Peloton. Peloton's not cheap, folks. But Fox said it first obtained the information in a draft email from the office of the chief administrative officer. The free memberships are considered the premier employee benefit, and they will also be offered to the Capitol Police. The contract is set to begin on May 18th. Well, that's coming up, folks. Today is the 13th, Friday the 13th, by the way. So here we are, just 5 days away from that. Staffers will be offered both a Peloton All Access and a Peloton app membership at no cost to them. And why is it no cost to them? Because we are paying for it. We can't afford our electricity. We can't afford our food, we can't afford our gas, and now we have to pay for electric cars too. But the government doesn't give a damn. They want us to pay for their Peloton All Access and Peloton app membership at no cost to them, never mind the fact that they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars more a year than most of us are. The deal is being championed by the House Center for Well-Being. What is so freaking well-being about making us pay for something that they could very well pay for themselves? Approximately, you know, get a load of this now, approximately 10,000 staffers working for the House will be offered the benefits, along with about 2,300 Capitol Police officers, which is 12,300 people, and Fox News reported this one. The email sent from the office of the CAO told the staffers and the officers they would have access to thousands of live and on-demand classes across multiple disciplines that are available for streaming across multiple devices and require no purchase of Peloton equipment, according to Fox. For an average American, a Peloton all-access membership costs $39 a month. A Peloton app membership costs $12.99. Now, they're getting both of these, and that's 12,300 people are getting these. Figure it out. Under the government's contract with the Peloton, the memberships will not cost nearly as much, but the monthly cost to taxpayers could be six figures. An insider source told Fox, the House will pay $10,000 to Peloton upfront for the contract, but the bulk of the money will come on a monthly basis. The House will owe Peloton $10 a month for every person who takes advantage of the benefit. And right now, 12,300 of them could. 5% or one vote said yes. Of course, that one person is probably a Biden supporter. 95% or 21 votes said no. Tomorrow, there will be a lot more who will vote on this. An insider source told Fox, the House will pay, okay, I already read that, but if 10,000 of the approximately 12,300 eligible staffers took the membership, it will cost taxpayers $100,000 a month. The taxpayers would be over $120,000 every month. You get this, folks? Peloton said in a statement to Fox it can confirm that the U.S. House of Representatives is extending Peloton corporate wellness to all House staff and Capitol Police. This news comes at the time many Americans are struggling to find baby formula. Yeah, that one's right on that list of things that a lot of people need, but we cannot find because of Biden. And all the time, Biden is blaming Trump for all of this. Now, if you'll remember back some years ago now, the Democrats let the economy do this, or actually the Republicans took over an economy that the Democrats had pretty much all but destroyed. And the Republicans, 6 months in to their president, tried to say the problems came from the Democrats and the way they ran the country when they were in power. The Democrats says, oh, no, 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 no. You cannot blame us for what's going on now. You've been in office for 6 months. You are the ones who are at fault for this. We are well into, well, the first year of Biden's presidency is over. The Democrats own the House of Representatives. The Democrats own the Senate. And Biden's in the White House, fraudulently so, but he's in the White House. And the Democrats are still blaming Trump. How come nobody is coming up and saying, hey, no, 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 no. You've been in office for over a year now. You've had the House of Representatives on your side. You've had the Senate on your side. How can it be Trump's fault? But nobody is saying this. All they are doing is just pushing all this crap on the American people that we cannot afford. In addition to gas prices, which continue to rise to unprecedented levels across the country, the nationwide average price per gallon of gas was $4.43 on Friday, the highest recorded average average in the history of America, according to AAA. And here in Albuquerque, it's been like 4.29. But there is a gas station here in town that is close to $7 a gallon right now. Staffers, as everyday Americans face these issues. Moms can't find baby formula in middle classes and is being priced out of homes. And gas is through the roof, one Twitter user wrote. Meanwhile, in Democrat-controlled Congress, it says, if you had any questions as to whether or not the government believes it's better than you, then I submit this, another user wrote alongside a link to Fox's story about free memberships for employees. Well, but it's quite another to provide unnecessary benefits at someone else's expense before charging taxpayers for other people's Peloton memberships. The House ought to at least address the multiple crises facing the country, and they are all Biden's fault, starting with his very first day when he shut down the Keystone Pipeline, when, at the time, we were energy independent. And gas prices here in Albuquerque at that point in time was $1.49 a gallon. The average was $1.75. Now, the average is $4.29 to $4.34, with one station already close to $7. See where we're going, folks? Damn TU, he is the one who did this.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to say.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Hello, Okay, we are back. We've had a really hectic week here this week. It seems like here in New Mexico, they have finally decided to let us be eased up with all of the restrictions, and I seriously doubt if they'll get it back, even though the Democrat Party is now pushing for that again. But from Newsmax, I found this one that says Representative Jim Jordan, when he was talking with Newsmax, said no one with common sense believes Biden White House. And it says whistleblowers are reporting the Justice Department is tagging school board protesters as threats. As Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, expected, and Jordan marveled on Newsmax how it took 22 days for the DOJ to set that up. While it ignores laws to protest the independence of Supreme Court justices. Jordan told Thursday's Prime News with Gene Pellegrino, quote, a couple of brave whistleblowers came forward, giving us over two dozen cases where, in fact, the threat tag designation that was created with Merrick Garland's memo to go after moms and dads has been used on parents, and we cited specific examples in our letter. God bless the whistleblowers who came forward. Now, the Democrats on this are going to raise holy hell. And the reason why is because whistleblowers are something that, according to them, only they can use. We had whistleblowers for Trump's so-called Russian collusion. We had whistleblowers for Trump's so-called the reasons for his first impeachment. We had whistleblowers who was talking about P-gate. We had whistleblowers who was, and it's all Democrats. But this is something that's going against the Democrats. And they're going to raise hell about this. But he says, God bless the whistleblowers who came forward. But for them, we would not know what we suspected was going to happen back in October when he testified. Learned about this, but now we have proof. The abuse of power of President Joe Biden and his Attorney General Garland by the Justice Department is juxtaposition to its ignoring laws that prevent pickets and parades at the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. And I talked about this one on my update that I did on Thursday or yesterday, or it was on Wednesday. One of those 2 days I talked about this. What they are doing is against the law. And I named the law on one of those updates. But Jordan lamented to Pellegrino and Gatto's department is there. But oh my goodness, within 22 days, they can do what a left-wing political organization asked them to do because they thought it was going to chill the speech, moms and dads. That's how wrong this all is. Unquote. Jordan denounced the Biden administration for continued disinformation spread to the American people. And now the Biden administration has got this so-called disinformation program going now that is led by a woman who praised Black Lives Matter for the things that they were doing, for protesting all over the nation and causing all kinds of damage to people's property. She praised the defunding of the police, said it was truthful. No. What was going on, folks, was horrible for the United States back then, and it's still going on because the Biden administration is promoting it all. and they're promoting it with this new disinformation thing that they've got going. But Jordan denounced the Biden administration for continued disinformation spread to the American people. Jordan said, pointing to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's falling revelations of free crack pipes and safe smoking kits, a conspiracy theory, he said, no one with common sense believes the things they say, and we can see how bad things are so they can say all they want. We know the facts, and the facts are moms can't get baby formula, and everything they can get costs a lot more, unquote. Jordan denounced the Biden administration, and somebody has to. He denounced the Biden administration, claiming to be arbiters of truth with its new disinformation governance board, which I was talking about. Quote, maybe Nina Jankowicz over at the disinformation governance board is going to weigh in and say, oh yeah, something that you and I already know, which is the biggest purveyor of disinformation is the government. But you know, Jen Psaki says what she's got to say. And yes, Americans are so fed up with everything the Biden administration does because everything they do has turned out to be terrible. Everything costs more. Rents cost more. Clothes cost more. Gas costs more. Certainly energy prices are up. Everything costs more, and if you can get it, it's going to cost more, but some things you can't get, like baby formula. Even though it looks like they're giving it to illegal immigrants, all while Americans are running short. So this is just a symptomatic of the Biden administration. Like I said, everything is worse off, unquote. That was Jordan. Noted the baby formula shortage would have never happened under former President Donald Trump, and there's a bunch of things that would have never happened under former President Donald Trump. And if it did, it would not take weeks for the administration to merely hold meetings about it. Jordan concluded with, quote, this would not happen in a Trump administration, and frankly, it did. If it did, they'd be on it like that and have a solution and a fix for the concern for the problem. But not Joe Biden. Folks, Joe Biden the other day, who actually asked the right question about the things that Biden is doing. Here's the problem. When Biden was asked about this, Biden laughed and said, he's got problems. And nobody pushed it any farther. Now do you see why I keep telling everybody that if I was at one of these pressers, I would push it? Because this stuff that just happens to come out every once in a while by the lamestream, lying liberal establishment legacy media, somebody will eventually ask the right question. And when they ask the right question, they let Biden or Psaki or that new wench that they've got who is, they say is historic because she's black, she's a woman, she's lesbian. Whoopee. There was one other woman who was black who did a pretty much exactly the same thing, except that she was under Trump, and nobody remembers her now. She should have been remembered as the first, but no, she's not. Whole thing goes to the new one, which is stupid. But I keep running and talking about what is going on in this nation and what is going on because of Biden in this nation. And the Democrats seem to just kind of poo-poo it off and they say, oh, it's just Joe being Joe. But can you imagine if Trump had done anything that Joe Biden is doing right now and getting away with when Trump was president? Can you imagine what the media would have done to Trump? They would have had him out of office so damn quick. That it would wobble people's minds. It really would. From New Mexico, I found an article, Audrey Trujillo, and the headline of it says, Audrey Trujillo is a true hero for New Mexico. Because after the 2020 presidential election, many Americans across the country felt that their vote didn't count. Many voters believed that the election was stolen, which it was, and this new movie out by Dinesh D'Souza that's called 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen this, folks, you can go to UGE, that's the letters U, G, and E, Tube. My removing the liberal blindfold is there now. As you know, because remember last year I was taken off of YouTube. But Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules is on there. And anybody who has not seen this movie needs to watch it. It has 2 million bytes of film, or 2 million pieces of film that show mules putting ballots into boxes, the ballot boxes, late at night after they should not have been put in there, and they're dropping handfuls into these boxes. And they showed this one mule who did like 26 different ballot boxes and stuffed them full of ballots. This is illegal, folks. And that right there shows proof that Biden did not win this election. It was stolen from Trump. But if you want to watch this, it is a good movie. It's on UGE Tube, and it's Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. And a mule is somebody who gets paid to put ballots into ballot boxes, and they did it in the middle of the night. And I have to pause for a few moments here to get my messages up. I'll be right back.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. What we need in this nation is more veterans running for office. And here in New Mexico, we have several. One is running for governor. His name, Jay Block. He is a retired lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force, and he is that man. He wants to bring New Mexico back from the cliff that MLG has us heading towards. He is a conservative veteran and an experienced leader, something that this state needs more of. He wants to be our governor so we can hold him accountable. Within the first 30 days, he promises to ban vaccine passports and forced vaccines from all public institutions in New Mexico. He promises to reimburse and waive all COVID fines. He promises to ban critical race theory being taught in all public institutions in New Mexico. and he wants to deploy the National Guard to the border and create a new law enforcement agency called the New Mexico Border Security Agency. As our governor, he will stop taxing our senior Social Security and our veterans' pensions. He will enact voter ID. He will enact school choice and vouchers. He will never sign any budget that has taxpayer money funding abortions. And he will never shut down your business, school, or place of worship. Folks, this is just what we have all been calling for in this mess that we have been having here. A vote for Jay Block will give us all a governor who will work for New Mexicans and not put the special interest groups in front of us because they have more money than we do. A vote for Joe Block will give us a governor where there will be no buyer's remorse, paid for by Block for New Mexico.
With CNN, you get not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. As we are back for the second half of the show here, I found an article from Polk County, Florida, that is... It's a sick thing, folks, but this is the kind of thing that we are seeing almost daily, and if not daily, at least several times a week now with the Biden administration, because they're allowing stuff like this to happen. The headline says, toddler weighing under 10 pounds dies, parents arrested. Now, this baby that weighed 9.5 pounds, was 2 years old. And it says, a two-year-old girl in Florida weighing less than 10 pounds died of long-term starvation, and her parents were arrested on child abuse charges. Regis Johnson, 57, and Arhonda Tillman, 35, were arrested on Wednesday. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said they were both being held without bond, and thankfully, they are being held without bond. They don't deserve to see the light of day. When deputies responded Tuesday to a call about an unresponsive child, they found the girl dead in an inflatable pool, the playpen, the sheriff said. An autopsy determined the 9.5-pound or 4-kilogram girl had an empty stomach and had died from long-term starvation. Judd said the child's pediatrician told detectives there were concerns that she might have cystic fibrosis, and the office had tried to reach the parents numerous times since her last visit in January of 2020, according to the sheriff's office. The father told detectives the child had not wanted to eat much in the 2 days before her death. The mother said she tried to feed her a turkey sandwich on Monday night, but the girl would not eat. The father told detectives that she would crawl but not walk, and he knew that she was not gaining weight and not developing as normal. You think 2 years old and only 9.5 pounds, folks? This little girl lived a hell on earth because of these parents. Department of Children and Families investigation that started in December of 2019 found the girl was losing weight and her parents were not bringing her to doctor's appointments, the arrest affidavit said. The case was closed after the girl gained some weight and the parents promised to follow up with doctors. The child's 64-year-old uncle, Frank Robinson, who lived in the same house, was also arrested on charges of negligent child abuse and failure to report child abuse, officials said. Jail records did not list an attorney for Johnson, Tillman, or Robinson. The sheriff said there are resources for parents who don't want their child. This is egregious and should have never occurred, Judd said. Because of the actions of these parents, this little girl will never have the opportunity to grow up. This, folks, is sad. And hello there, bringing it, boy. Good to see you here. But the thing that, one of the reasons why I brought this up is because these days with the Biden administration, the way that they're not following the laws or making anyone else follow the laws, we're seeing this kind of thing more and more and more all the time. Children are dying because of this. And it is sickening. A two-year-old girl, folks, 9.5 pounds. What sane person would not think something is totally wrong if they have a two-year-old girl that's 9.5 pounds? This kind of thing I have not ever heard of, except for just in like instances where every once in a while you'd hear something like this, but we're hearing this at least 5 times a month, things like this. This is getting stupid. This is an epidemic, folks. And the idea that we have parents, and they showed pictures of them. They're both black. They both look like men. Our Honda Tillman, I guess is the woman, a baby to die from long-term starvation. These parents should be locked in a dungeon and given no food for the rest of their lives. That would be too good for them. But this infant, the poor thing, ounces, or 9.5 pounds when it died at 2 years old. Heck, I've known babies that weighed that much when they were born, for crying out loud. And I'm seeing more and more of things like this, and we're going to see more and more of it now because we have parents who can't even get formula for their babies now because Biden is more interested in giving the House's staff free Peloton memberships paid for by us. See the problems here? See the reason why this country is going down the toilet? Well, Joe Biden stands there flushing it and laughing it at reporters who actually have the audacity to ask him a tough question. I know that Trump would have never gotten away with any of this. If Trump would have acted like Biden does, the Democrats would have had him out of office so quick that all of our heads would have swam collectively. And rightfully so. They would have told us all that he is not capable of running this country. But with Biden, oh, that's just old Joe. That's just Joe. That's the way he is. This country is being destroyed by that fake president that we have sitting in the White House right now. And he still hasn't gone over to Ukraine. He sent his wife. He sent Harris, who is supposed to be the border czar here. She's never been there. Oh, she says she has been. But I guarantee you she never got within 50 miles of it. And the place that she went to was safe. She didn't have to worry about the illegal invaders who were rushing our shores and our borders. She didn't have to worry about that. And then that whole thing with the Peloton memberships for all the House staffers at like $39 a month for each one, plus the app, which costs even more per month. And there's 2,300 of them who are going to get it paying for it. This country would be better off if Joe Biden would just hide himself in the basement, take Kamala Harris with him and Pelosi and all of the others and lock them in that basement so they can't do anything, any more damage to this country. This country is being destroyed by this president in the chat room. And that is something that I found. I've started putting my updates on a new thing called UGE-Tube. And on UGE-Tube is the full movie of 2,000 Mules, if you want to see it. It is enlightening. It tells exactly what happened. It tells exactly how Joe Biden won the White House, and it wasn't legitimate. I guarantee you it was not legitimate. And I've even seen several of the Democrats saying, oh, that there's nothing to that. Yeah, there is. If you watch it, there's 2 million bytes of information there that were taken over a period of a year or so from the time of the election, and then they collected it all and put it all together showing exactly how Biden won. And at least now Newsmax is finally starting to show side-by-side comparisons of the Joe Biden rallies, where they had those stupid circles with chairs in the middle, and some of the chairs were even empty, with people sitting in the chairs. There's probably about, 20 chairs at the most. And then Trump, with his rallies of 10,000 or more people crowded everywhere, you cannot tell me Biden won that election. Especially now, Trump is still doing rallies, and he's still bringing in the tens of thousands of people. And they show up even when it's raining hours and hours before it even takes place. I can't see Joe Biden ever doing something like that. The ideas that what we've got here on the stuff that's going on, there was another one that came out of Texas that I found that top Texas court allows abuse inquiries of parents of transgender children. And this one's a good one. Comes from Houston. And it says the Texas Supreme Court ruled Friday, which actually I found this one today. So it ruled, well, I guess it wasn't. It was on the first of this. Says the Texas Supreme Court ruled Friday that investigations of parents with transgender children for possible child abuse could continue after an emergency appeal by state officials, including Governor Greg Abbott, halted the inquiry statewide. But the court said that officials could not resume the investigation into the plaintiffs that had brought the lawsuit, a family and a doctor acknowledging that the inquiry would cause irreparable harm. Well, what about the irreparable harm to the children that is going on with this? We have parents who are pushing their children into homosexuality and thinking this is perfectly fine, teaching these kids that it's okay to question your sexuality long before they should even be thinking of crap like this. They should be outside playing in the neighborhood with their friends. No, not for these idiotic parents. And finally, one of the states, Texas, is cracking down on this. And this is a good thing. Now, I'm running out of time. I only have the show scheduled for an hour today because last week, I just probably a couple of hours before the show was going to air, I got sick, and I got sick really, really hard and fast, and lost my voice, so I wasn't able to probably hardly even talk, and he probably wouldn't have understood a word I tried to say, so I canceled the show and was going to try on Monday. I still wasn't feeling good, even though later on in the day I did get my update out. But next week, I'm going to go back to my two-hour show and hopefully things will work out. I'm still trying to figure out why my microphone has been giving me problems. I mean, it's a new mic. I've got a new mixer and everything else involved with this. And I'm thinking that it could be my computer. I don't know. But I'm in the process of getting one of my computers fixed right now, so I'm putting in a new hard drive, which has got more memory on it, and putting in a new battery so that it's working good. I don't think I got COVID because I had that in January of last year, January or March or something like that. Both my wife and I caught it back then. So, but I think this was just a flu or something. It really hit me hard. And then I didn't run a fever. I just lost my voice. So laryngitis, maybe. Although any more you get sick and a lot of people will say, oh, you got COVID. No, I didn't. But I was over it fairly fast. But I did not run a fever. I just lost my voice and had a sore throat. It was just something that kind of happened, and which is kind of unusual for me because I don't get sick that often that way. You know, as I'm getting older, I guess I'm starting to get sick more often. But it just struck really fast and hard. So That was the reason why I canceled my show for last week and rescheduled it for this week. And I'm still clearing my throat and things like that. So I thought that I would just do the hour show tonight and get things, a leaked audio from Lindsey Graham, who was caught praising Joe Biden before the inauguration. And these are things that we are finding out what is going on. We have rhinos in office, and most of them know, most of them do watch polls and what is going on. And if something goes on that could hurt their chances, then they will suddenly back off and start doing the right thing for a little while. But one of the things that was going on was this primary in Pennsylvania with Mehmet Oz and this about how she is a conservative. She is not. Believe me, she is not. She believes all the things that a liberal Democrat believes. She believes that CRT needs to be taught. She believes that Black Lives Matter is a great organization, and she supports them wholly. She believes in defunding the police. This is a woman that we have to really watch out for. She cannot win this primary. Even though she's trying to tell everybody she is a conservative, she is not. And I haven't heard too much about what has happened there. I don't know if anybody has been declared a winner yet. And thank you for wishing me to feel better. I think the main thing I had with this sickness was I had a headache, and it was a bad one, but it's gone now. Right at the moment, the house is totally empty. About this week alone, my wife went to Indianapolis this week. She got there today. Her oldest daughter is graduating from college, and she went there to be there for her, which is a great thing. She'll be back. She'll be heading back next Tuesday, and she should be here next Wednesday. So I've got the weekend alone, and so it's going to be an interesting weekend. It's going to be quiet. So maybe I can rest and get myself feeling better before everything gets back to where things were going. I have figured out a way to do my updates now so that they are on my camera, and they look a lot better than they did before when I was doing them on my computer through the camera of the computer. Takes a little bit more work, but I figured out with my old computer, I've got that SD card slot, and I can just take the SD card out of the camera and just stick it into the computer and just download it really fast. So that's actually helped a lot. But thank you for wishing me to feel better, and I'm glad that you were here tonight. Sorry I didn't do much of a show. I did get some good information out here, and I guess my microphone worked because I've been, you know, bringing it. Boy asked me questions and was telling me things. I will be back next week with a two-hour show next week. And starting on Monday, I will start doing my updates again. I will have them. I've been putting them on Rumble and BitChute and Brightian. And now I'm also putting them on that UGE tube. So I've got an account there now. So hopefully I can start getting my updates out more and get things out. But if you want to go and see that 2,000 Mules, it is on UG. I want to make sure I got this right. UGE tube. They've got it there. So if you want to see it, it's actually something that is well worth seeing. But I am now running out of time. I'm glad that Bringing It Boy was here, Tell your wife hello and tell her she's always welcome to come on the show if she ever feels like she needs to get some points across that maybe I guess or something. I'm glad to see you here. I will be back next week. And God bless you all, and I will talk to you next week. God bless you all, and have a great weekend. Bless you all.